VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Polling stations are closing in six more states at this hour. In the U.S. midterm elections, voters are deciding who will lead Congress over the next 2 years. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for grabs, and 35 of 100 Senate seats, along with a number of state offices and ballot issues. Voters were determined to make themselves heard on Tuesday, standing in long lines and enduring cool, rainy weather in order to cast a ballot. Tuesday's apparently high turnout follows a record number of early votes cast in the past week. President Trump is not on the ballot, but many voters across the country see this election as a referendum on his first 2 years in office. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After a blitz of rallies, the president's here at the White House, watching returns and making calls. He's not on the ballot, but the election is very much about him, and history is not on his side. His job approval sits at 40% in a Gallup poll, the lowest for any first-term president in the modern era. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were each 5 points higher at the same period, and each suffered catastrophic losses in the House. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia is facing another round of U.S. sanctions over the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The Trump administration informed Congress Tuesday that Russia had failed to prove it is abiding by a global treaty outlawing biological and chemical weapons. The U.S. imposed sanctions on Russia in August. A U.S. law passed in 1991 automatically triggers another round of sanctions. It is unclear what those new sanctions would be or when they would come into effect. This is VOA News. Radio.